This is the Reflector Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we journey around the world, talking with fellow human design reflectors and enthusiasts as we all navigate and explore our unique design. Today's conversation, or beautiful, just dropping in, is an ode to the year that was. If you'd listened to a podcast or two ago, you'll note that in October, it was the second year for this podcast. So it was like a bit of a milestone, and I didn't really talk much about it. I was just like, oh yeah, there it is. It's gone. I thought about it, but then I didn't do anything because everything's happened this year. And so with all of that pre-ramble, the new year for this podcast, or 2024 for this podcast, is looking same, but kind of different. You're going to be getting a little bit more of my personal education experience and journeys, and a little bit more, again, of that, how do we do things and why do we do things? I'm a qualified counselor, so I want to really bring in some of the work that I do into this space because I can. Let's go back to the year. Let's have a look at this year and what it's looked like, because, wow, it hasn't been a huge year in the podcast just because of the accident that was and me being rendered pretty freaking useless for months and navigating my own journey. This year is, yeah, very much about me navigating my own journey and just being really mindful and respectful of that. Deepening. I've been deepening my journey, my experience. And there is something to say about when you journey into yourself really deeply and you start to really see it, and I mean really see yourself, there's this quieter aspect where you don't need to speak about things as much as you did. I like to share things when it kind of like fuels my fire, you know, when I'm feeling the need to. But I still am also wading through a lot of the projection field. I am a fifth line. I have been pulled down more often than not. People love to love me, but they love to hate me too. Because, you know, there's a part of them that when they get to know me, they're like, you lose a little bit of your shiny. And I have experienced that time and time throughout my life. It's got nothing to do with me and it's got nothing to do with them. It's just how it works. People like new and shiny things, me included. I like to explore things. And then when I've got what I needed, I kind of like dip out of it a little bit. It's just the nature of the beast. But when you're a fifth line and when you kind of are coming from a conditioned aspect, you kind of feel that you dive in full body, you know, love me forever. This is going to be how it's going to be. And I'm going to do this until the sun burns up. But it doesn't work like that. There's always time and place for things. There's processes, there's just journeys that people take, friendships, relationships, podcasts, websites, ideas. We are open-centered beings, and we often, you know, will weave in and out of things that we need throughout our lives, and depending on our personal design, that's how it's going to be. So being understanding and honoring that is really healthy. And just knowing that things don't always stay the same for us. And it's okay. They're not supposed to. We're supposed to weave in and out of life, grab what we need, you know, try it on for a while, sample it, move on to the next thing. We're not moving on from people, relationships, or whatever all the time. We're just doing our own process of life. So the fifth line is very much about that stranger. It works well in a stranger capacity, and being able to navigate that within yourself, if you are a fellow fifth line, or even if you have five lines in your chart, being able to understand how that works. That's another episode for another time. Without further ado, let's get into the year 2023 that was in the podcasting space. So let's start. Now, we did do a lot of meet and greets this year, and we revisited with a lot of our beautiful friends, our reflector friends. And we started off the year with Lacey. Lacey Wainer, and Lacey is a 2-4. She's been on the podcast before, and oh my gosh, I just love her so much. Lacey is a physician. She resides in Texas, and if you've ever been in any of the, if you are in the Facebook groups, she's just the wealth of like love and support, and she's a mum and she gets it, and she's traversed all of these, you know, chapters in her life, and she's really open about that. It was so beautiful to catch up with her, and I look forward to doing another catch up with her as she, you know, develops her experience and her, you know, education and just like living day to day in this and how she's also changed. I love it. I love it. So there you go. 3rd of January, 2023. Catch ups with Lacey was our first kickoff. We then also caught up with the beautiful Simone. Simone's a 1-3 now. Simone's a quad lift. And another beautiful cheerleader of people. Simone is so vivacious and so friendly and happy, you know, outwardly. Like, we've all got our challenges, don't we? But, you know, for most parts, you know, Simone's that kind of person who, coming back onto the podcast and sharing her journey, is how she's kind of been navigating the challenges, but also, you know, honoring the beautiful experiences that she's gone through. And as she keeps evolving herself, again, another person I'd really love to catch up with again is Simone. I think she even has this in her bio on Instagram that she is your biggest cheerleader, and she will just come in there, you know, support you for everything, and she always shares so much of her love. So can I just honor you, Simone, in how much you love people, because we love you too. We caught up also in January with a new reflector, and that was Donnelly. Donnelly is a 4-6. That was a really interesting conversation that we had. Donnelly is, and I'm just using my friend's quote here, vintage reflector. You know, she's a bit older, I say lovingly. She reminded me of my birth mother, actually. It was a beautiful experience for me to be in orbit and space with her, because I felt that kind of healing energy or mother energy from her, which obviously being adopted I didn't have. But Donnelly shares her own journeys through her life and finding human design later in life, and it was just so illuminating to just hear that from somebody who has traversed this and picked themselves up and just gone, no, I'm going to do this. Donnelly, always, every time I think of Donnelly, I think of Course in Miracles, because she speaks into that. And it was really something that hit home for me, because it's a really in-depth course, the Course in Miracles. And so you hear a lot of that from her, but also her journey and just being Donnelly. So yeah, it was lovely that we got to share space. Oh gosh, episode 35, the next one was with Joshua, and another 2-4. Josh, oh my gosh, Josh. we don't get many men on the podcast, and so when Joshua came on and shared his journey, and especially in the work that he's been doing in the men's space, I was just in awe. And I've been following Josh for a while, and he's been on this epic journey of just self-discovery, more self-discovery, and traveling the world and doing these epic journeys through Nepal and India. He's been down in Peru hiking. Oh gosh, what haven't you done at the moment, Josh? Jesus, you've been doing everything. I've just been living this vicariously through him and watching him journey. But this podcast was really illuminating for me about, you know, the deeper dive into the male aspect of, you know, we always get caught on the whole sisterhood and women supporting women, but this is brothers supporting brother, men supporting men. And it was just really empowering to hear that masculine side of the journey. So Yeah, that was a really, really, really great episode. And well, I think Josh has just come back from an Vipassana retreat. But anyway, you can stalk him. Oh, Trisha Carr, a fellow 5-1. I always love catching up with Trisha. She's such a vivacious, again, really bright sunshine, and a soul worker, hypnotherapist. Oh, it's five when 5-1s sometimes come together and they have these powwows. I call powwows, I always say that lovingly, but it's we can just kind of like really go back and forth and be naturally kind of bit ballsy. And I love these chats with Trisha and fellow 5-1s where we can kind of get into it and how she's evolved. And Trisha really has this, she really utilizes a lot of that sensitivity in her chart, you know, gate 19. She's an animal communicator and just this exploration she has with the spiritual sides of life because she's come from a religious background and had to kind of like switch it over. I just love her story and I love chatting with her always and forevers. Oh, this is a good one. So getting into the next episode, which was in February with Jeremy, he was a 1-3 reflector. That was an epic conversation. He's a 1-3 coming in and just being like, here it is, here's my foundation, this is what I've done. I find that 1-3s and 5-1s can just they flow together. It's just like the 1-3s in there, it's laying that foundation and bringing all of that depth and wisdom up, and the fifth line just goes blah. So Jeremy has it'd be really good to do a catch up with you, Jeremy. But Jeremy is was in the army, or sorry, he was in the forces at the time, and that transitioned for him and how he was writing his books and doing all this stuff and how he really spoke into one of the things that I got from this, he really spoke into the journey of being the chameleon, but also his friends knowing different aspects of him, like different versions of him on how he showed up. So I remember just thinking, oh my gosh, that is so true, because I could relate to that a lot. I hope you're well, Jeremy. Well, let's chat again. Ah, oh, okay. Getting into the next one, we caught up with Becca and Jules together, the duo 3-5 reflectors. Now we've had Becca on the podcast before on her own, but Becca and Jules teamed up. They are like the power couple, you know, 3-5 reflectors married in a way, business partners, and we really spoke into the vision. It's always been so inspiring, the work that these girls do together, girls, women, sorry. But you know, just their tenacity and just being in there, and they just both of them just call shit as it is. And I just really love that. I love that they are honoring who they are, and they show up messy. And it's a big part of their process as both 3-5s honoring, let's just show up messy and get shit done. And I'm wishing you both a beautiful new year. We got L. L. Beautiful L, astrology. She came on next. Now, L was actually like she appeared in episode 40. But fun fact, L and I had tried to organize a podcast right at the beginning, right at the beginning. I think it was in the first six episodes, but just time got ahead of us. And then I think we were part of a group that we did some event, was with Violet and a couple of others, but Elle had to record her session because she's in the UK, and me here in Australia and the UK, it's the time zones pretty much flip-sided. But anyway, I adore Elle. She's another 5-1. Her knowledge in astrology and especially asteroids and how she shows up is just, oh, and a big thing about this episode is she spoke about nature and nature being our mirror. And that's just has still to this day sat in my heart because I'm like, you are so right. I think one of the sayings that I had after this podcast was, well, if we're the mirror for everybody else, who's the mirror for us? And the mirror for us is nature. And that came from Elle because that's, you know, how she was speaking and what I really tapped into. So, yeah. She does some phenomenal stuff in asteroids and all sorts of astrology, and I just love it. She just does. She beats to her own drum, and take my hat off. Hi, Al. we're caught up with Jody. Oh, Jody, she's just across the pond. When we say across the pond, that's New Zealand, here to Australia. And Jody's been in my orbit for a very long time. She writes some beautiful things. She shared so many different posts on Instagram. And I'm like, I need to talk to this woman. And she's a six line. So she's a 6'2". And it was really beautiful to sit and talk to her about the sixth line and the challenges that the sixth line goes through, and share her journey and, you know, how she's come to where she has and the trials and tribulations that she has got living those three-part life. You know what I'm trying to say? One, two, three. And she's coming off the roof. And so in this podcast, we spoke a lot about how that feels coming off the roof, because there's a lot of six lines that I've spoken to, but not many are at that point of coming off the roof, and how different that feels and how we navigate that. So I love her. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing her next year. Oh, and then we caught up in our next episode, caught up with Karishma, and she's a 1-3. And Karishma was also one of these beautiful souls who was early into the podcast with Reflector Reflections and sharing her journey in discovering human design, and also, you know, being of the Indian culture and living in Singapore, and how, you know, astrology has also been a big part of her life. And so this was beautiful for her, for us to catch up and for me to share with her the growth that she had gone through. Like, it was really noticeable for me just to watch as the year had passed and how much she had journeyed into herself. And it was just so, I'm not trying to say here, it is just so wholesome when you know somebody, you meet somebody, and then you catch up with them a year later, but you've been watching and you're like, oh my gosh, you have just grown so much. I mean, we're supposed to grow, but it's so like in your face, and you're like, oh, I love it. So I'm sending you so much love, Karishma. Episode 43, we spoke with Kim, another 1-3. Oh, Kim's a sassy, sassy business powerhouse. And that conversation, I felt this punch of just going, get off your ass, Annie, and do what you gotta do. And one of the things that I really got from that was that, because Kim has, being a 1-3, she also has a cross attention. And it's just so, when I'm around people with cross attention, they literally punch me in the belly going, what are you doing? Get off your ass and do it. And Kim has built businesses around this, or her business around this. And she don't talk shit. She just goes straight in there and says it as it is. And I just love that. And I love this conversation. It was really inspiring to hear how she's navigated this and how she's working with her business partner and how they kind of leverage on each other and just her journey through life. So yeah, I hope you're doing well, Kim. Episode 44, where are we? We're in April, by the way. It was Tiffany, and she's a 6-2. And that was a beautiful experience, because Tiffany works a lot with the quantum healing and breath work and energetics, and is also a parent. And being able to sort of like sit in that conversation with her and just talk into the business that she's built just through her own experience. Again, he's a six line, being a six line, right? She also has an incarnation cross of the wishes. So it's just so interesting that she's traversing through these journeys as she starts to approach the roof, I suppose, you know, or is she, sorry, on the roof right now, but she's starting to approach coming off the roof in future years. It'll be very interesting to see where she goes with that. Beautiful Tiffany. We started this series as well this year, where I wanted to talk with people in our community. And so I reached out to some people, and I was just like, hey, you're not reflectors, but you're doing a lot in the community, and I'd love to hear you and not just what you put on social media. So the community spotlight started through the podcast. And we started out with Teresa Rivera, beautiful 6'2 splenic manifester, and somebody who has, in a way, has become quite a friend to me. I love manifestors, if you don't know, but Tressa is a hypnotherapist and a very, very experienced human design. I won't say analyst, but definitely a gifted expert in this space. She has just grabbed this system and just inhaled it and is able to showcase it out in a really fun way. And I think we'll all, anybody who's listening to this, we know who, Tressa is and how it's always fun and she makes it exciting. So thank you, Tressa, for showing up being you. And she's also one of our biggest advocates. She really wholesomely supports reflectors. She supports all designs, but she really does honor us and checks in with a few of us and just makes sure that she's saying the right thing, because she never ever wants to disappoint. She'd never disappoint because she's respectful and she's kind. So thank you, Angel, for being you. We also then went to the next community spotlight with Jacqueline from Interior Creature. Oh gosh, this woman, she's a 1-3 generator, and it was just so beautiful to sit in space with her because she offers so much to the community over the years. And the deep dive that she's taken into her own journey, and just being able to share space with her and her dogs, which I love, and get to know her personally. Again, it's this whole aspect of us, like we only see what somebody puts up on social media, but when we can kind of tap in a little bit to who they are, it makes them more approachable and it makes us go, oh my gosh, you are walking the walk, talking the talk. And that is Jacqueline. She really does honor this. She takes it into a deep dive, and she's being able to grab the system and bring it into her being and regurgitate it in a way that's really spiritual and enlightening and empowering. So that was great. Further onto our community spotlight, we spoke with Kip Winsett. He's a 4-6 self-projector projector, and he's been around the block for a while. Kip was actually one of the first, like, official when I got I'd had readings, but I got an official human design analyst, and he was it. He was who I chose to deliver my reading to me all those years ago. And we've just kind of kept in touch since. And I know that he's trained a lot of people because he has his own mentoring program, which is very his basis. But he's been in human design for an extremely long time and has a lot of knowledge and a lot of, we joke about the wisdom on this, but I'm still going to say it, Kip. I'm going to say, you do bring a lot of, your wisdom, your experience through life, And so that was fun. It was really good to just talk with him as well. We kind of ended up partially interviewing me in that podcast. And, I have no secrets. I will always share because everyone shares with me. And that was probably the first time that people had heard a little bit more about, my history and my adoption and stuff like that. So, oh, we got into Ileana, another 4-6. We went from 4-6 to 4-6. And talking about, her journey in discovering human design through astrology and energy healing and plant medicine. Like, it was a beautiful, I remember feeling that to the depth of my being, the journey that she took through, the mother plant aspect to honor her healing journey with her mum. And it was just so enlightening for me, and it's just so impactful that was what was happening. So she's really like embracing her astrology, matriarch astrology, and I love that. All right. Mel, that was really good. Mel was on our next episode. She's a 3-5 reflector, conscious city guide. One of the things that I got from this conversation from her was really the confirmation that we don't have to just mark something on our calendar and go, we're going to wait a lunar cycle and we just got to sit there with twiddling our fingers. We need to be active participants in our life. And if we've got to wait, it's not about just waiting, it's about being actively engaged in the waiting process. It's a beautiful conversation. That was my biggest take home from that. And I loved it, loved it, loved it. And I also loved the journey that she's gone on and how she's built up her businesses and is continuing to do so. I had a couple of, I started weaving in a couple of episodes here of myself, but going on, we spoke with Mel Rubin, who's another fellow 5-1 reflector, and she's up here in Bali. And just empowerment and new earth leaders was what she was speaking into. And Mel's one of these beautiful souls who just shows up unapologetically as herself, which I really appreciate and love. Sharing her journey, you know, through self-discovery and being kind of trapped, not trapped, but, you know, like caught in Bali during the pandemic, and how that kind of was forcing her in a way to shift her spiritual journey. And just even knowing her over this last year and how much, even in this last year, she has grown and adapted. It just, again, I love it. I love the openness. I love the honesty. And Mel brings a lot of rawness and realness. And again, just get out there and be your sparkly, beautiful selves. We caught up with Abby, and Abby is a 5-2 manifester who lives with one of our beautiful reflector friends, Thomas. And she's a potter. And oh gosh, I love this conversation again. If you've never heard, I just have this real symbiotic effect with manifestors. And Abby is just this gorgeous, beautiful, energetic, magnificent being who funnels her work into the pottery that she does and just in her expression. Now, Abby was still relatively newish to discovering human design through Thomas. So it was, she's still journeying. And I would love to catch back up with her. I have one of her candles here in Australia. And I tell you what, if I could buy everything every month, I would, because this woman, she just, love her, love her. Love you, Abby. Episode 50, we caught up with Jess, the gorgeous, beautiful 1-3 quadrite. Jess lives up here on the Sunshine Coast here with me. She's also raising her beautiful son, Jasper, who's a 4-6 reflector as well, and the journey of motherhood and how that has impacted her. The amount of respect and adoration I have for Jess in her journey, and not just in the journey that she's been on, but how she is able to pull the information into her being and just receive it and help. Help's not the right word, but being able to express things as eloquently as she does is, she's just a gift to this world. Just, you are a gift to this world. And the fact that you are raising, you're a reflector yourself, and raising a reflector is just an ode to the fact that you have this inner journey, inner wisdom to just be, and it is seen and it is appreciated so much. Oh, we caught up with another 5-1 reflector, David Roman. Again, we don't get a lot of guys on, so it was really cool to talk with David. And David's an artist, and he was developing, or is developing, the soul blueprint art, which was lovely. And him taking that aspect of him and being able to go, well, what can I do with this? You know, there's some of us that go, well, we keep it all in our head, or we keep it all in our heart. And he was just like, I'm going to express it out through my art. And I love how people, again, getting into a theme here of just, you know, you're taking in the information, you're taking in this learning, and then you're just going, how can I express this out through me? You know, I don't want to keep it here in my head. I don't want to keep it just here trapped in my heart or in my body. I'm going to express it out. And he did. He's just gone, I'm going to express this out through my art and the ways that I know how. That's a beautiful conversation. I hope you're well, David. We had another community spotlight next, and we spoke with Crystal from the Human Design Academy, and she is a 1-3 splenic projector living in Barcelona, I believe, living in Spain. And she is a very, very experienced YouTuber and has developed this content and her academy. And her energy was gorgeous. She actually lives in a complete full projector household. Which was fascinating to hear her experience on that, and you know how she started it and how she adapted and how she moved. And it was just, again, another one of those let me get to know you. Let me get to know you as a person and not you as, you know, how other people see you. So it was beautiful. It was a beautiful conversation. I love these community spotlights. I really need to do more of those. Episode 53, we spoke with my good friend Jessie. 1-3 reflector. Hello, beautiful human. Hello, beautiful human. Jessie and I have had a couple of years of friendship online. She lives in the US, and it was just so beautiful hearing her story. And for her, you know, there's a lot of hesitancy with her wanting to come on the podcast because we chatted a lot. But finally, she was like, "I've got something to say, and I want to say it." And I'm really glad she did because she spoke to a really big population of reflectors and just people who honoring and being truthful and just going, "I don't always have my shit together, but this is how, you know, I'm again exploring life." Thank you, Jessie. So much. We started talking with Nadine, and Nadine's a 3-5 reflector. And Nadine really shared a lot about navigating life and sobriety, and being in that space of addiction, you know, drugs, alcohol, things like that. And I really respected that because there's part of me in my past that would dull things through, you know, alcohol or whatever it was, and just, you know, living that so more sober life and how the overwhelm can take over. So that was a beautiful conversation for us to journey through that and start opening up the conversations of overwhelm, you know, like of the pressure centers and things like that, and how we can tap out of the body, eject out, and just not cope. And so we resort to certain things, and then next thing you know, it gets out of control. So yeah, I want to have more conversations about sobriety. Coming later, after a few more, we spoke with Nikki. Nikki's a fellow Australian who developed this beautiful, she's a 6-2 reflector, just in hindsight. We met a couple of years ago. I say a couple of years ago, it's probably, yeah, a year and a bit ago, on the coast, and she was developing this mental health gift carding service called Mentwell, and that is going ahead here in Australia, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where she's going with that. But just her journey through being a 6-line, and she got so many gates in her route. This beautiful being. When I saw her chart for the first time, I'm just like, so, I'm looking forward to seeing her at the conference next year, because well. Maybe by the time I get this out, it might be this year, but you know, May 2024, because she is here local to us. We caught up with the gorgeous Amber Clements, who is now my business partner. And don't we have a story to tell and a journey to tell? So Amber was the first person that I ever had on this podcast, just because she's so known and so recognized in the human design, especially reflector space. She's been overseas to the human design conferences quite a number of times, and just to catch up with her was great. But it was interesting because in between this stage of her being on the podcast and us catching up, we'd also caught up down on the coast, and we started the discussions about bringing more human design workshops, conferences, and things like that here to Australia. And we thought, and you know, if we're going to do this, we're going to go big. We're gonna make it something that is impressive, and it just, you know, honors our culture here in Australia and brings this depth of human design and experience that some of us have into this. Like we shouldn't be having to travel all the way overseas all the time to attend these events. So it was really good. And Amber spoke about her program that she developed, and she's now in coming into her fourth iteration of the her program, her mastery program, which has been going beautifully. So you'll hear more about Amber as we go through. And again, going back to what I was saying earlier, I'm a 5-1 and she's a 1-3, and I find that we just work really well together. I had the honor after this in the community spotlight to have Vanessa Henry come on. And Vanessa is a 6-2 manifester and in a way is the queens of variables, environments, and healing. And I have so much respect for Vanessa because she doesn't mince words. She speaks from experience. She speaks from confidence. She speaks from her heart-led manifester. And it was just a really good episode and post chat to be in her energy and for us to kind of just be fluid and floaty. And to also hear about her journey through her life and human design and the trials and tribulations that led her to be who she is now, and sharing with me so openly about her family and things like that. And she has her own channel that she speaks to on this, but it was just so wholesome to be able to share in her energy with her. And I have a lot of respect for Vanessa. And yeah, much more of that. We spoke with Leslie Stein, a 4-1 reflector, and Leslie was the first 4-1 that we had on here, and just sharing her journey through the US Air Force and the trials and tribulations of that, and how she kind of like navigated this. She's a juxtaposition, like it's a very different, like they're I have, again, like the six lines, I have a lot of respect for juxtaposition, especially 4-1s, because the fourth and the 4-1 is never really on this side of the program and never really on this side. They're right smack bang in the middle, and that's met with its own challenges as well as being a reflector. So this was a really interesting conversation, and hearing her journey and being inspired by the talks that she's given when she's flowing in her flow. Leslie, when you're flowing in your flow, you just flow, and it's really inspiring. So I love that. We chatted with Casey Marriott, a fellow Aussie who's living in New Mexico, and just talking to her about her journey as well as career niching. That was something that she really specializes in, and it was quite fascinating to hear her process and her journey and how much she's evolved. Now, Casey is a 4-6, and so she speaks into that a lot about being and navigating that 4-6 energy. With the cross of the four ways. So check that out. And I'm really looking forward to re-catching up with Casey in the new year. And I think that brings us to the end. Obviously, I've got some updates in between there, but isn't that a big one, hey? I just want to honor you, honor your time, honor your ears, honor your process. I've been very mindful this year as well of, certain things that I say can influence. We reflectors, we're highly influential. So I try to speak honestly without any judgment, without any trying to throw my opinion in. And when I do, I always like to disclaim that it's my personal opinion. I always encourage you all to investigate for yourselves. Feel anything into yourself and navigate this unique design yourself. We can learn a lot and listen to other people, but their way and my way, your way are all very different. And no, there's no one right way of doing anything. Like, we can navigate our transits, we can navigate our energy, we can be who we are, but you are you and I am me. And we're going to do things differently. So when someone gives you a little script that says, this is, you're a reflector and this is how you do things, I reckon you should scrunch that up and throw it out the bloody window, because you will do things your way and you will always navigate back to who you're supposed to be when you're living from within yourself, opposed to doing everything from an external point of view. It's just my little tidbit from the years of being in this space. Anyway, I'm wishing you all the very best. Thank you. Thank you so very much for being here. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your sharing. Thank you for allowing me to do this. Thank you for not, you know, pulling me down, supporting me in the ways that you do. I look forward to continuing and sharing as I enter into my, you know, fifth decade on this planet. I hope that the more age becomes me, the more wisdom I can provide, and the more quieter I get in a way. That has been a big thing for me, that, you know, we often can get into this space and be quite, you know, out there like first year psychology students, but it's about also taking the inner journey. And it's one of the trickiest to navigate, because seeing ourselves in the mirror is really hard. Yeah. It's really hard to just go, here I am, you're right in front of me. And it's really hard to see ourselves and navigate through our shadows. But it is the only way for us to grow, is to sit with ourselves. So sit with yourselves this new year. Honor your process, honor your cycle, honor you. Give thanks for you. Hand on heart, give thanks for you for being you, because you're amazing.